Breastfeeding is hard. Or is it? Breastfeeding is hard. I hear and see this message in social groups, the media, and also in professional groups. I Googled the term, and 190 entries on 19 pages came back. It does make sense. We know many people have difficulties with lactation. Sore nipples, latch problems, infections, biting. We all know that. And I know many of you can tell lots of stories of difficult experiences. But is breastfeeding is hard a helpful message? Some insist we need to say that because breastfeeding does not come easily and naturally. Rather, it is a skill. And like learning to ride a bike, it takes work, patience, and persistence to breastfeed with confidence. There is a risk to this message. When we say breastfeeding is hard, aren't we implying that it's the failure of the mother's or baby's bodies that make it difficult to breastfeed? Aren't we placing the responsibility for any difficulties squarely on the shoulders of the breastfeeding mother and baby or dyad? Who benefits when we say breastfeeding is hard? Our breastfeeding families? Or let's think about that. If we're saying breastfeeding is hard, aren't we implying that the alternative, formula, is easy? But is breastfeeding inherently hard? Or is it that the conditions in which families live make it hard to breastfeed? In contrast to the U.S., where not even 30% of women breastfed at 12 months, in 2011 in Mozambique, 87% of 12 to 17-month-old children were breastfed. So if breastfeeding is hard, how is this possible in a country that has a fraction of the financial resources of the U.S.? I think many of us know or suspect the answer. My guess is that there is strong family, sisterly, brotherly, and societal support, that it is an accepted practice passed on from generation to generation. That is a special type of wealth. So, coming back home, what if, in addition to helping the breastfeeding dyad, we create the conditions for them to be successful in the first place? What if breastfeeding dyads were welcome in parks, gyms, restaurants, and buses? What if all workers were granted 6 months of paid leave upon the birth of their child, and all employers unquestioningly provided time and space for expressing milk? What if new mothers were not released from their hospital beds after 24 hours, or even better, births were in beautiful settings that honored this special time in our lives? What if we made sure parents felt comfortable with breastfeeding or were assured good support before sending them home? What if, when returning home, family and friends help with chores and meals so that new parents can focus on their new baby? What if a trained doula, lactation counselor, or consultant visited each new parent after birth? What if we lived in a society where the breast is desexualized and breastfeeding in public became no big deal? What if we didn't have to constantly fight the commercial interests that want to thwart and complicate breastfeeding? By saying breastfeeding is hard, aren't we letting our institutions, our laws, and our environments continue to ignore the very real and daily needs of breastfeeding dyads for institutional, legal, and environmental support? Instead, we need to push for consistent and strong societal support and infrastructure so that each dyad who's physically and emotionally capable can learn to breastfeed with patience, practice, and persistence. And surely our breastfeeding families can be just as successful as our friends in Mozambique.